Support for the Front Row on FM 89.1 comes from the Community Foundation of West Texas and from Citibank. Citibank's wealth management team of advisors, private bankers, and trust officers help customers create personalized strategies to help connect with long-term goals. More information on Citibank Wealth Management is available at 806-687-2955. And from Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vast opportunities abound in art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by vastly talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts, vastly different. Performances of the Nutcracker begin this week here in the Hub City. We'll have everything you need to know on today's show. I hope you can stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we are in the studios of Ballet Lubbock. And as we all know, one of the great traditions in Lubbock is the Nutcracker. And we have two very special guests on the show today to tell us all about it. We have Helen Hunter, who is the marketing and development manager here at Ballet Lubbock, and the executive artistic director, everything about Ballet Lubbock, Yvonne Rotsky, is also with us. So welcome to you both. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Helen, let me begin with you. For folks who need, first thing they need to do is get their tickets. Tell us the times, dates, and performances and how people can do that.
Absolutely. So we have evening performances, which is at 7 o'clock on Thursday, December 12th, Friday, December 13th, which is, you know, a little funny, and on Saturday, December 14th. And then we have two matinees at 2 o'clock on, again, Saturday the 14th and Sunday the 15th. And all of the tickets are available through Select a Seat, so you can either go online to selectaseatlubbock.com or call them at 770-2000.
Okay, great. This is a huge tradition. It's been on how many years now for Ballet Lubbock?
This is our 41st Nutcracker. So last year was our 40th. It's also our 50th anniversary season. So this is really kind of a big celebration year for us, especially as, you know, we move into Buddy Holly Hall next year.
So this is the last one at the Civic Center
Theater. This is the last one. It's kind of a bittersweet Nutcracker because we love all of the crews at the Civic Center, and we've been working with some of them for over 20 years. So it's really kind of a big celebration of the partnership and the family that we've created with them.
Right. Well, it's, as you say, bittersweet. It's exciting as well. I mean, it's a new page.
It's,
you know,
very exciting. Well, and the Nutcracker is always so exciting because we get to see, you know, everybody who comes back, and we hear all the time about people who bring generations of their family to come to the Nutcracker every year, and they've been coming, you know, for 5 years, 10 years, and we even have some families that, you know, the grandmother at one time danced with Suzanne Aker, our founder, and now, you know, the granddaughter or the grandson dances at Ballet Lubbock too. So it's really, it's a great celebration, and it's a really, it's just a family atmosphere, you know. We like to talk about how Ballet Lubbock is a family, and so it's great to bring our family together for the holidays.
What legacies. That's wonderful.
Right?
That's just terrific. Great. Well, Yvonne, let me ask you. This is, of course, your enterprise artistically. 41 Nutcrackers.
Right.
That's amazing. Yeah. What a track record for you.
Yeah. Well, I was performing in the first couple. So I give credit to Suzanne Aker and past directors who started that whole process. But yeah, it is, and like Helen said, it is bittersweet because I know there's somebody out there like me who started with the Civic Center. I remember being Clara in that Nutcracker when I was 12 and that at the Civic Center, and and she's right, we have some of the same crew that's been there, so it's been a strong community.
Yeah. You know, sometimes when you're getting ready to move on to a new chapter,
the last page of the previous chapter is the hardest one to write.
Right, right.
And so, yeah, you have to say goodbye.
It is, it is. And I was talking to my friends that graduated from Lubbock Civic Ballet back in 1984 with me, and I was telling them, you know, this is the last Nutcracker of the Civic Center. We were all reminiscing of the memories of being teenagers growing up there and coming back when I was brought back as a guest artist, and it was... It's always, you know, you walk in, you're like, oh, I'm so familiar with this place. It's like a second home, so it would be kind of sad to say goodbye, but also incredibly exciting.
Sure, of course,
yeah.
Right. So the challenge, I guess, is every year, what are you going to do with Nutcracker? What's new, what's old, what's retained, what's changed? So what have you thought about for this year?
Well, we are doing a lot of new things, and a lot of new things, I have to say, is a result of what's going on in the world of dance. Being more culturally aware of what's appropriate and what's giving respect to a tradition. For instance, there is a trend of goodbye yellow face, and it's basically recognizing the culture and respecting the culture of different traditions of different countries. So Chinese tea this year, I changed the choreography. We have a new dragon. We always have new costumes, thank you to Letty Delgado and Janie Bush, and so that's always exciting to see the new costumes. And we have new casting, and we have, you know, I say, and everybody who runs a ballet school knows that each year you have to change it around because you have different talent, different ages, so you always change the choreography a little bit, and I like to anyway. And then it's always exciting to add a new aspect, and I would say the biggest, newest part of the Nutcracker this year is that we're adding a sensory audio performance, which we've never done before.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, and it's going to be a long day for the dancers. So it's the day, Saturday, December 14th, and it's the day that we have a matinee and evening performance. But that morning at 10 a.m., we are having a sensory audio performance, and I'll let Helen talk a little bit more about the logistics of that. But it's just a shortened but ticketed performance for a special purpose, and it's lots, actually every professional ballet company is doing them, and so we as a ballet school thought it was time for us to move on to that. So I'll let Lauren.
Yeah, so Helen, tell us about this.
Well, so, so our sensory-friendly Nutcracker is, like Yvonne said, on Saturday at 10:30 in the morning. And we decided that, you know, we say that ballet and art and dance is for the entire community, so we should provide a performance that reaches the entire community. So the Sensory Friendly Nutcracker is an abbreviated performance. It's only about an hour long. There's still an intermission, but the difference is that it occurs in a really relaxed and inclusive environment. So the house lights will not be all the way down. They'll be up a little bit more. Patrons are invited to, you know, talk during the performance, to move around, to get out of their seats if they need. There are less jarring lighting cues or sound cues. So it's a great performance for anybody who has any kind of sensory sensitivity. Even we've talked to a lot of families with small children that they want to come to the Nutcracker, but maybe it's a little bit too long. So, you know, it's abbreviated. It really is relaxed, and it's just a fun environment for everybody to enjoy the Nutcracker that, you know, maybe a live orchestra or all of the light cues are just a little too much. This is a great alternative.
I love this, and you've hit on a couple of things. Mm-hmm. One is the very young children who may not be able to sustain for a while.
Absolutely.
But then for folks, older children who may not be able to take that much input.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
And we actually, the people, all of the staff at the Burkhart Center have been really great. We basically, when we started talking about this, we took kind of the plan for the sensory-friendly Nutcracker and just laid it out to them and said, okay, how does all of this look? And they actually gave some really great advice about, you know, you might want to tweak this a little bit. This is probably a better idea. This is great. We are creating some special marketing materials, so helping all of those patrons feel really comfortable about the space that they're walking into, giving them an idea of, okay, these are the people that I will look for to help me get to my seat. Here is where I'm going to walk in. This is kind of what I can expect for that day. And we've learned a lot. And like Yvonne said, you know, it's something that a lot of professional dance companies do, but I am not aware of a ballet school our size that has decided to do this. So it's really special, and it's really, you know, we look forward to just another way to reach our community.
Well, you've said a whole lot of things. One is that you're working with the Burkhart Center at Texas Tech, which for folks who may not know is devoted to research for autism.
Yes.
And so, and then that leads to the idea that you're collaborating with them, which is a whole other great thing to do, of course. And then you're serving a new audience.
Yes.
And that you're one of the few ballet companies of your size that is on the forefront of this. I just love all those things.
It was exciting. And we have a Dance for Disabilities class that we have here at Ballet Lubbock. So this, Lara Davis, who's our outreach for Dance Connect director, brought this to us as an idea of doing it. And, you know, I think the challenge for schools our size is that it's time. You know, you're asking, we only have one cast. It's, you know, professional companies are able to do this because they have so many different casts.
Right.
And so these are, you know, our kids that are dancing all day, and they have two performances that day. And so we had to get together, Janie Bush and I sat down, and with all the information that Helen got us from Burkhart Center, we had to create a new Nutcracker. So it's funny, we're laughing this year that we have our public performances, and then we have our LISD performance, and then we have the Nutcracker festivals that we take to the hospitals, and now we have this one. So we all try to keep track of which one is which and which one we're doing. But I applaud the dancers that they're aware of it, and they're like, okay, this is this version, this is this version, because they are definitely very specific to the choreography for each performance.
Right.
For LISD has narration, the sensory audio does not have narration. So it's a great educational and experience for the kids involved to be more aware of this, because then you're producing these youth and to become more productive human beings in our community, to be more aware of what's going on in their world. So.
Yvonne, I'm just flabbergasted with what you do, and it's with such respect, because you've done so many things that are so impressive. Not only this long track record of 41 years, but you're doing the sensory, you're doing the school, you're doing professional performances, you use a live orchestra.
Yeah.
You do all these things right. We're so lucky in Lubbock to have you.
There's no way I do this by myself. I'm the one that's lucky that I have an incredible team. We all work together. There's no soloists in this group. We all do it together. I wouldn't even have thought of the sensory one if Lara hadn't come, you know. So it's a definite group effort, and that's why we are able to do all this stuff.
Well, yeah. I just think this is the classiest thing.
Thank you.
And
Thank you.
I really, really appreciate all your work.
Thank you very much.
It's really great. Helen, again, tell us times, dates, places, tickets.
Yes. So the Nutcracker, presented by our lovely friends at Market Street, it starts on December 12th and runs through the 15th. Tickets are available through Select a Seat, and we have evening performances, which start at 7 p.m., and matinee performances that start at 2 p.m. available.
Right. The sensory performance, or somebody is interested in that. What?
So the sensory performance, those tickets are also available through Select a Seat, and that is Saturday, December 14th at 10:30 in the morning.
Okay, and that'll also be available.
Yes.
Normal for somebody.
Yes, all of the tickets to all of the wonderful Nutcracker things are available through Select a Seat.
Okay. All right, Helen Hunter, Yvonne Rotzky, thank you both for being our guests on the show.
Thank you.
Today.
Thanks for having us.
Today's edition of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm your host, Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Support for The Front Row comes from the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra, announcing the 2019-2020 season. More information is at lubbocksymphony.org.